Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels. We're taking a few days to look at John chapter 1 to get an idea of who Jesus was, how John explains Jesus and describes Jesus before we begin to follow Jesus in the Gospels. John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In the first verse of his Gospel, John introduced Jesus as the Word. In the Greek language that John was using when he wrote this, the title is a translation of the word logos. John chose the title strategically. Greek philosophers regarded logos to be the primary principle that governed the universe. They were very philosophical about this. Logos was central to their understanding of how life worked. Jewish readers saw logos as a reference to God. In the Old Testament, the Word of the Lord, the Logos of the Lord, established covenants, communicated law, and provided guidance. Also, even more significant, the Word of the Lord carried an active power. In the Genesis account of creation, God spoke the world into existence. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. His Word was powerful. John explained that the man named Jesus, who was born in a manger and walked on earth and died on a cross, was the Word. He was the image of the invisible God, Colossians 1:15. He was the exact representation of God's being, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. He was the very expression of God. When you see Jesus, you see God. When you hear Jesus, you hear God. And Jesus, the Word, is the creative power of God. Not only did he create the world and everything in it, but he recreates the fallen heart that separates man from God. It is through the Word, Jesus, that fallen man is reunited with the living God. Lord Jesus, thank you for being the Word. Thank you for leaving heaven to live on earth so that I can see what God looks like, what God sounds like, and how God interacts with man. Thank you for expressing the love of the Father all the way to the cross. Help me respond to you at a deeper level of love and a deeper level of worship. In your name I pray. Amen.